This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough?
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, hey, looky here. It's Saturday night, and Tim Tebow is going to be with us tonight. Kevin McCullough, very excited about that. And in the ladies' lounge, it's one of our favorites. Georgie Borman is going to be with us, and we even have some exciting news to announce about Lady Georgie. We'll get to all of that and more. It is Saturday night. I hope you're doing great. Welcome to New York. Welcome to Radio Night Live, and welcome to the most boring season of news we have had in all of the Trump presidency. 888-340-3373 if you want to jump in early. Here's what I want to talk about in the first hour. And I'm not even going to... Well, we've got some video from Trump and from Beto O'Rourke and some other things we're going to set up. But very bluntly, the president on Friday decided to declare a national emergency. He made his case by saying that there is human trafficking, that women and children are being taped over their mouths, thrown into the back of vehicles, driven across the border at the worst points possible, and that this border barrier, whether it be steel slats in some place and concrete wall in others and so forth and so on, that it is necessary and needed and so forth. So having said all of that, Beto O'Rourke then was asked by MSNBC, well, you're the former congressman from El Paso. I didn't know Beto O'Rourke was unemployed. He probably should look into getting a job. But yeah, I didn't know he was unemployed. So he is asked by MSNBC, what do you think about the president's declaration? And would you, in fact, tear down the border wall that is in the El Paso area where you represent? And he said yes. So it doesn't get more clear than this, friends. Here's what I want to know. And it's a super simple question, and it should be a super simple conversation. And no matter what your viewpoint is, you're welcome to be part of the discussion tonight. I genuinely want to know what America thinks about this. But the president says it's a national emergency. He campaigned on this. He's been talking about it for 3 years. He said this is something that we must get done. The Congress, when they were of his party, they didn't get it done. When they're the other party, they didn't get it done. He's gone to them time and time and time again. He's submitted budget after budget. They keep saying, we're not interested in this. They have an approval rating of 13%. He has an approval rating of 52%. And they say no. And he says, okay, I'll find a few dollars that we can allocate properly within the military. I'll find a few dollars in the Department of Homeland Security. I'll find a few dollars from over here and a few dollars from over there, and we'll cobble it all together, and we'll get the pocket change that we need to build this thing. And the Democrats lose their God-given minds. They just go nuts. And now they want to sue, and they're going to tie it up in court. Well, they think they are. I have a little news break for them. The Ninth Circuit, which is probably one of the courts they would love to see this thing go to, just decided a smaller case this week that then they found that the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has broad discretion when it comes to building a wall. 888-340-3373. And then you have Beto O'Rourke and Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom said he's gonna sue the administration to stop the national emergency. He can't do that, by the way. Constitution gives one recourse for stopping a national emergency. Guess what it is? Guess what it is? Kyle, do you have any idea what it is?
What is it?
You don't have any idea. Kylie, do you have any idea what it is? Yes, my staff is Kyle and Kylie tonight in the room. I didn't make that up. Nobody has any idea what it is because nobody knows. But it is the United States Senate declaring that the national emergency is invalid, but they have to do it by a two-thirds vote. Guess who controls the Senate? Not the Democrats. Guess who expanded his lead in the Senate in the midterms? The president. So is there any chance that this national emergency declaration is going to get stopped from the government? No. So it's going to get tied up in court. People are going to try to file lawsuits. They're going to try to file injunctions. Some activist judge may even think he has standing for it. It may end up going two or three rounds. But friends, when the Ninth Circuit, which is the crazy town circuit, if you ask me, decides last week that in a smaller case that was very similar, that the Department of Homeland Security, as the executive branch, i.e. the president, has, quote, this was their words, broad discretion to build walls as it pertains to immigration. That's a precedent, friends. That's what they call in the legal community a precedent, that the court found that they had broad discretion. Now, they're going to say, well, they had broad discretion to seize land and to tell homeowners and this. Doesn't matter. They found that they had broad discretion. And what that means is that the executive, the president, who one of his constitutional obligations is to protect our country, may declare that there's a national emergency on the southern border, and he may just try to build a wall to try to keep that national emergency from getting worse. It's really kind of interesting when you think about it that the Democrats then are asked, well, what would you do? They're literally arguing, well, we'll tear down the walls that already exist. So here's what I want to ask you tonight, friends. 888-340-3373. It doesn't get much easier than this. If you're in Atlantic City, New Jersey, if you're in Los Angeles, California, if you're anywhere in between, New York City, San Diego, Tampa Bay, Portland, I want to know your thoughts on this. Omaha, Arkansas, anywhere in between. The president says he's going to build. He says he's going to take national emergency declaration to build. The Democrats say they're going to tear down the walls. What do the American people say? Which do you want to see happen? Do you want to see the wall be built, or do you want to see the wall be torn down? Because that's become now the de facto position of the Republican and the Democratic Party. One party actually arguing through Beto O'Rourke, one of their presidential candidates for 2020, he's actually arguing, let's tear down the walls that exist. He's actually arguing that the existence of the 600 miles of wall that's there now has contributed to the deaths of 4,000 people. So what I want to know, 888-340-3373, is what do the American people want? What do you want? What do you, watching or listening tonight, want out of this scenario? Let's go to the big board on tonight's show. Later in the broadcast, very much later, actually, following the Ladies' Lounge tonight, Mr. Tim Tebow, former stud from the Denver Broncos, who took a 1-4 team all the way to the playoffs and beat the vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers, only to lose a heartbreaker to the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game the next year. Tim Tebow, that Tim Tebow, the Tim Tebow that's starting in AAA this year and hoping to make the big leagues for the Mets before the All-Star break, that Tim Tebow will be with us. He has a new movie coming out next week. He is not in the movie. He is a producer for the movie. But why is he doing it? Why is he getting into the film business? We will talk with him. That's who you see if you're watching on Biz TV to the far left of your screen there. Then on the far right to your screen there is Georgie Borman, co-author of the book Clocking Out Early, An Ultimate Guide to Early Retirement, and also a contributor, a senior writer to TheFederalist.com, one of my favorite publications. And we've also got Georgie on a number of news of the day issues, including the border security issue, which we will take. But between now and then, because most of that happens in the second hour, what I want to know from you is I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. I've got three phone lines open, and they are all available to you right now. That's the advantage of doing live radio. We can take your call immediately. And I want to hear from you more than I want to hear from the newsmakers. I know what all the people in Washington think. I know which side everybody's on. I want to know what the people of America think. Beto O'Rourke says, tear down the walls that exist on the southern border already, that they've contributed to the deaths of people, that they have made asylum seekers die. That's what he's arguing, that the walls have killed people. President Trump is saying that because the walls don't exist, people are bringing human trafficking across the border and heroin and fentanyl and all kinds of other things. And he's actually making the argument that we are killing people by leaving the border unprotected. What I want to know from you is, which do you believe? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And I want to take as many of your calls as I can in this first hour, because I'm really, really fired up about this tonight. I really do think that we as a nation are at a point of crisis, and we need to figure out what we actually believe about this mess. If we don't, I think we're going to be in real big trouble. 888-340-3373 is my number, 888-340-3373. We are very thankful to be brought to you by the wonderful sponsors of this broadcast, which include MyPillow.com, Balance of Nature, Landmark Capital, who is giving you a chance to win a gold coin. You'll be listening for ways so you can win that tonight, and a number of others. But the phone lines are open, and we're firing off early. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We are coming back from New York live right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome in. It's Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live on Saturdays per usual, and we're live on some 300 tremendous radio outlets coast to coast. And we are also on Biz TV coast to coast as well, and we're coming to you also via a stream. If you would go on to Periscope, you can go on to Twitter, at KMC Radio. You can go on to Facebook Live. We are there as well on my Facebook page, facebook.com/KMC01. You can watch us through any and all of those portals. The phone number, 888-340-3373. The president yesterday declared a national emergency. Nick, do we have that video? This is a little clip from Donald Trump, and take a listen to this right here. We're working on getting that. We thought we had it. We're gonna work on that. He came out obviously and gave an announcement in the Rose Garden. It was rather explanatory. He really went into some detail in terms of what he was doing and why. But there was this point in which he said, "We're going to do this." Other presidents have declared national emergencies. They have been for lesser reasons than this. And then he went into the reasons as to why it was important that he felt we do this. And he made it very clear. Now, let me just give you some of the data. In the last 2 years, more than 17,000 criminal aliens have been apprehended on the border. 17,000. Those are the ones that we caught. That doesn't count the number that got through. Some 3,000 terrorist aliens have been stopped, meaning their names were on the watch list, meaning that we knew who they were. We knew that they were bad actors. And again, that's only the ones that we caught. So between criminals and terrorists, we've apprehended 20,000 on the border in just the last 2 years. But beyond that, you've got human trafficking. You've got drug stops that we've made that were incredible. There have been two hauls of fentanyl that we've stopped just in the last month that had enough drugs in their possession to kill more than 120 million Americans. That's a lot of fentanyl. Major heroin suppliers, everything else you can imagine coming through there. And then there's the tragic story of the human trafficking. Women and girls from Central and South America seeking a better life in America, being picked up by coyotes, being trafficked by coyotes, being served to the people in the United States that are furthering that work. And friends, it's just pathetic and sad. So my question to you is very simple. 888-340-3373. The president said national emergency declared. Boom, did it. Beto O'Rourke, the former Senate candidate for the state of Texas, ran against Ted Cruz in that very contentious Senate seat race. Former congressman from El Paso actually said to Chris Haynes on MSNBC just yesterday, I think we should tear down the wall that's here in El Paso. I mean, despite the fact that wall has actually helped stop crime in his home city there. This is what he's arguing. And all of the Democratic presidential candidates seem to be on Beto's side. Tear down the walls, not build them. What does America want? That's what I want to ask you tonight. 888-340-3373. Let's start with Tom listening in Phoenix tonight on radio AM 1360 as we sit and breathe. Tom, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. Listen, I live in Arizona, and I think the wall should be built. I mean, I'm definitely with President Trump, and I think that it's needed.
What do your neighbors say, Tom? Do you guys talk about this at the diner? Do you talk about it at the church? Do you talk about it amongst business owners that have been threatened by the dangers that come across the southern border in Arizona?
Yeah, mostly in the business sector. I mean, I'm a business owner, and we talk about it. I mean, I think that people should come to the country legally, and our thoughts have always been, like, if you take down the barriers, what prevents the entire country of Mexico to come in, or Honduras or other countries just coming? I mean, there's nonstop. And so it's just like they have to come in legally, which, you know, they can work and do things, but that's what we talk about.
Yeah. All right, Tom, appreciate the insight. Thanks for the call. 888.
Sure.
888-340-3373. Keep my mic open and kill the phone call. That's it. 888-340-3373. By the way, a lot of you were trying to get in. We've only got three open lines, and we've only got one open line right now. So those of you that called from Fort Worth and from other places, I saw your calls coming in. We just weren't able to get you onto the on-air lines. Call now. When I let one of these callers go, you'll have a chance to fill that gap. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Craig is listening in Des Moines, Iowa tonight on 99.3. Craig, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm all for building the barriers, the wall. We've got an invasion, and it's headed our way, and the news media is telling us that they're coming, and if that's not an emergency, I don't know what is. But after these barriers are built, I think we need to do another action, and that's send some of these people back, whether that's from making it difficult to become employed or taking away social services. It's not the Christian thing to do, but breaking the law to get here wasn't either. So I have quite a bit of compassion, and I've worked as a school teacher with a lot of these kids, but they're jumping ahead of a lot of people that are going through a lot to come here, and it's making a lot of sacrifices.
Craig, at the very least, you said to our screener that maybe we should send the lawbreakers back. Now, technically, anybody that came illegally would qualify for that. But, you know, our federal prisons have one out of every four prisoners that are illegal aliens. And if we emptied our prisons by sending just those people back, the amount of money that would be freed up in terms of taxpayer expenditure would be huge. I mean, enormous across the country. So I'm kind of with you on that. Craig, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Another phone line open. 888-340-3373. Beto O'Rourke wants to tear the walls down. Donald Trump wants to build more. Who's right? I just want to know what America thinks. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Chris in Portland, Oregon tonight, listening on, it's not 1708. I'm not sure what the station is there, but Chris, welcome. You're on with Kevin. I think it's KTKZ, but anyway, welcome. So glad that you're with us.
Thank you. So what's going on for me is I have been actually targeted as I don't really actually know, because nobody will contact me back. I can't get any information, but from what I have found, that I'm being considered a domestic, or not domestic, but like a terrorist or something. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know what it is. Well, I had gotten in trouble, but I'd stolen a car and broke into this it was a train container.
You're having a tough time putting your thoughts together. Thank you for your call. I don't know if you're a terrorist or not, but you sound like a criminal. If you've done the time for that, I don't know if you're not from another country, I'm not advocating that they deport you. I don't know what your point is in participating in this part of the discussion. But the question I'm asking very specifically is Trump right, or is Beto O'Rourke right? Do we tear more walls down that we've already built, the 600 miles that we've already built, or do we build more? The president says build more. Beto O'Rourke says tear the ones down that we've got. Which one do you think makes America more safe? We will take your calls. And next week on this very...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of the Henry Pratt Company is giving more details about Friday's shooting that left five of his employees dead. Gary Martin was being fired for a culmination of violations of workplace rules, Scott Hall said. He did not get into specifics, though. He also called Friday the worst day his company's ever had. Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris was holding a town hall in South Carolina when she was asked about the debt continuing to rise and Medicare for all.
I believe you've said you support Medicare for All and the Green New Deal. Simultaneously, we have a $22 trillion national debt and a $1.2 trillion deficit. How do you square that circle?
We have a tax bill that got passed that gave $1 trillion to the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America. And they need to give that money back.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Those of you watching on Biz TV, stand by. That computer background there is not what we're supposed to be hearing. But we'll get to it. The president yesterday announced that he was going to declare a national emergency. Let's see if we can roll that tape right here.
Terrorist organization has planned or attacked the United States.
That was Beto O'Rourke. Let's see if we can get Donald Trump, who made a, I've got about a 42-second soundbite of his appearance in the Rose Garden from yesterday. If we have that, Mr. Nick, just let me know in my headset when that's... All right, we're going to hold on a second. Let me take a call instead. Let's go to Kansas because there's lots of you wanting to weigh in tonight. Jerry is there on line one watching on Biz TV. Hello, Jerry. Welcome. Jerry, are you there? I can hear my phone call going to Jerry. He doesn't seem to be listening. Jerry, are you there? Let's try Tamara on line one in Millerville, Missouri. Tamara, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm glad to have you with us tonight. I'm guessing Millerville is near the St. Gerardo area, the Cape Girardeau area?
Cape Girardeau,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. What's your thought tonight?
Well, I'm very happy that our president is so interested in protecting the American people. I think that many presidents have, before him, have declared this as a problem, and nobody has ever tried to fix it. This is the first time in my lifetime that I've ever been so proud of our American president. He's looking out for us for the first time.
Yeah. You know,
and
even the great Ronald Reagan.
Evil man.
Even the great Ronald Reagan. Thank you very much so, Tamara, for your thoughts. I agree with you 100%. Even the great Ronald Reagan ended up giving amnesty and did not solve the problem. It was a little bit of a worse situation. We have those comments from President Trump now. This was yesterday in the Rose Garden. Take a listen.
National emergency. And it's been signed many times before. It's been signed by other presidents from 1977 or so. It gave the presidents the power. There's rarely been a problem. They sign it. Nobody cares. I guess they weren't very exciting. But nobody cares. They sign it for far less important things in some cases, in many cases. We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
All right, that's just one of the reasons why he said we need to do this. Let's go back to your calls, 888-340-3373. Line two is Gabriella in Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, Gabriella.
Hi, Kevin. I am so proud of the president for doing this because it's been a long time coming. And there's been too many. How many years has it been that they've been, you know, illegal people coming into this country? I'm an immigrant. I came here legally from Italy. But I'm just so proud of him, and I'm so happy that he's doing this. It's just been too long, you know.
So I'm guessing then that you believe then, Gabriella, that Beto O'Rourke's idea of tearing the walls down that we do have there, which it's about 600 miles worth of wall, is not a good idea.
I'm sorry?
I'm guessing that you believe that Beto O'Rourke's idea of tearing the wall down that we already have is not a good idea.
Oh, God, no. No, we need that wall. I mean, if these people can't come here legally, then stay where you are.
All right. Gabriella, thank you for your call. I appreciate you. And thank you for loving your country and wanting to see her be safe.
I love my country.
I can tell.
I've been here since I was 7 years old.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing all that you can. All right. 888-340-3373. All three phone lines now open. And there were a ton of you that were trying to get through earlier. So now the phone lines are open. 888-340-3373. Yeah. So here's what happened. The president made that announcement I just played for you. Beto O'Rourke came back and said, walls don't make us safer. They get people killed. He literally said that. And then he went on to say in another interview that if he was asked what he would do to fix the border situation, because Dan Crenshaw, the new kind of stud House of Representative congressman from Texas, the guy with one eye that SNL tried to parody and then they ended up having to ask for forgiveness, he actually asked him, what would you do? And O'Rourke said, I would tear the walls down that we have. Is that the solution that America wants? I don't have one person thus far tonight out of six phone callers that have said they want the walls torn down. Everybody has said build more. What do you think? 888-340-3373.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is Really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
6-2-6-4-1. You're listening to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough live from that beautiful place. If you're watching on Biz TV, that is a gorgeous shot of Lower Manhattan. It doesn't get more beautiful than that in terms of what a great city looks like. Being brought to you tonight in the Balance of Nature Studios, where my fruits and veggies help power me through every life problem that I have. Like, literally, I have a little baby girl's coming down with the flu, and mom was like, I don't know. I'll go. My immune system, top notch. I'm taking the fruits and the veggies. If you would like to get 20% off your first order and see for yourself just how effective they are, 800-246-8751. Use promo code KMC when you call. They will give you 20% off. You will get free shipping, and you will be so thankful that you did this. Your immune system will be completely new. It's just fruits and vegetables in little capsules, the equivalent of 31 servings or 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies in a single day with tens of thousands of chemicals that are just making your body so much stronger than they would be without them, helping you fight disease and stave off things. Anyway, Balance of Nature Studios, 800-246-8751, promo code KMC when you call. I've been asking you to give us your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. Trump says don't do anything except declare the national emergency and build more walls. And Beto O'Rourke is saying, let's tear down the walls that we have. In fact, take a listen to why his rationale behind this. This was Beto O'Rourke last week. Take a listen.
We shared with the president is that the very presence of those asylum seekers in El Paso, Texas, those refugees, those immigrants, makes us stronger, makes us more successful, and yes, makes us more secure. So at a time when not a single terrorist organization has planned or attacked the United States, exploiting the U.S.-Mexico border, at a moment that we have 20,000 Border Patrol agents walking the line 2,000 miles long that connects us with Mexico, when we're spending $20 billion a year already on those agents, on the customs officers, on the drones, the aerostat blimps, the militarization of a border that already has 600 miles of walls and fencing. We don't need another wall. We don't need another fence. Because let me tell you this. Walls do not, as the president has claimed, save lives. Walls end lives. In the last 10 years, after the passage of the Secure Fence Act, after the construction of these 600 miles of walls, 4,000 of our fellow human beings have lost their lives trying to cross into the United States to work jobs that no one born in this country would do.
All right, that's enough. This is just propaganda from here. But, friends, nobody told the 4,000 people to come across the border to begin with. And doesn't Beto O'Rourke understand that the $20 billion we spend on personnel will probably never go up if we have the wall and may go down? Doesn't he understand that when you have a barrier in place that they can't get around, that it makes the job of policing the points where they can come through much more simple? The problem with Beto O'Rourke and Kamala Harris and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I say her name better than anybody else in media, I just want you to know, and all the others that have been arguing against this, they argue against it because they don't want any border barrier there. They want a completely open border so that people can just come, so that the Democratic Party can register them to vote without much ID or knowing who they are, and so that the Democratic Party can form a permanent majority for the rest of America's life. Friends, it's not hard to figure out why the Democrats don't want any barrier at all. But for a very good reason, many good reasons, there should be at least a border there with gates in it where people say, hey, you want to come in, bring your papers and stuff, but just step down to the end of the line here. Go in right through that gate right there. That gate, nice and safe. Nice, easy place to come into. It won't be difficult for you. 888-340-3373. Trump says build more, national emergency if we don't do it. Did you agree with his declaring the national emergency? Beto O'Rourke says there's no emergency. Tear the walls down that we currently have. The walls are killing people, Beto O'Rourke says. Let's go to Elaine calling from Florida, listening to AM 570 there in, I'm guessing, the Tampa Bay area tonight. Elaine, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live. Hi.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your program. I'll be very quick. I just wanted to know what we're doing about the drug market here in the United States, because obviously if we can work toward eradicating that, that would really solve a lot of problems. I believe that the people are just tired of the drug lords coming through their communities, blasting them, and they're not able to raise their families and be decent in their communities. So what they might be doing is, you know, coming over here in droves, simply to say, would you guys please help us? If you would look at the market, you know, the most of the drugs are coming in by plane and boats and other ways.
That's not true.
I mean, obviously.
That's, Elaine, that's
not
true.
True?
No, that's something that people have been saying a lot, but they have been actually, because the ports of entry have actually been beefed up. We've been doing more detections at every place where they would come through those types of vehicles and those types of points of entry. Increasingly, they have been coming through open areas that are unguarded. And that's the same way they're doing the human trafficking. They're just driving across the areas that don't have any barrier on them.
I guess I was thinking in terms of that ship that just recently, I forgot how much it was, but it was
Well, just last week, we just stopped a car at one of the points of entry that had 50,000 milligrams, some crazy amount of fentanyl, which would have been enough to kill tens of millions of Americans. And fentanyl is one of our worst problems. Your original question was, what are we doing about the drug problem here? Well, President Trump's the only president in the last four that has signed major legislation to deal with the opioid crisis. And so he's got, you know, Homeland Security, he's got State, he's got the Department of the Interior and the Department of Housing all working on that with very specific programs, some to help addicts get clean, some to help prevent drugs from getting in there. But, I mean, he's tackling that end of it. But we've also got to cut off the supply. If we don't cut off the supply, then they're going to continue to try to get more people. So you've got to try to get people here that are hooked off, and then you've got to stop letting them come in with the new stuff. Elaine, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Frank in Des Moines, real quickly, Frank, we're short on time. What's your thought?
Well, Kevin, it's the hate America crowd that basically is teaching us. I mean, the whole thing comes down to this. Nobody can be taken advantage of in the shadows or be taken advantage of if they weren't here.
That's well said. Thank you, Frank. I'm sorry. We've got to have to cut that off for now. Maybe in the second hour you can call back. Kevin McCullough, we've got lots more.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. In the second hour on tonight's broadcast, Georgie Borman and I will pick up this conversation. She's the guest in tonight's Ladies Lounge. And before we're done in second hour tonight, Tim Tebow, an exclusive sit-down that I had with him this week in preparation of the launch of his brand-new movie. It's been a very energetic hour. Thankful for all of your participation, and we'll take your calls, 888-340-3373, if you've got more thoughts. I want to make just a couple of things really, really clear to you. First of all, if you miss any of the broadcast, we have a wonderful podcast community online. If you're into podcasting, particular audio podcasts, you can go to iTunes or you can go to SoundCloud, and on either one of those platforms, you can search KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio. KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough Radio, and you'll be able to get access to all of the podcasts that we create each week. We've actually got something kind of exciting we're going to announce with Georgie Borman tonight, but my content, the Kevin McCullough Show, Kevin McCullough Radio, and Radio Night Live, were named as one of the 20 most influential podcasts in 2018 by townhall.com of conservatives that are doing podcasts. They ranked us as one of the top 20 to listen to every single week. And that's why we have tens of thousands of people each week downloading and taking with them. You can get our show on demand, and then you can listen to it anytime you want. It makes it very, very manageable. So I hope that you will take advantage of that. And we're working so hard Monday through Saturday to give you the very best newsmakers, to give you the very best insight on what's going on in terms of the biggest stories, and then taking your opinion on it, like tonight, opening up the phone lines and saying, hey, what you think, and tell us what it is, and then you're heard, and of course your voice goes out now over those tens of thousands of podcasts as well. So thank you to the callers that call and participate in the conversation. But again, if you go to SoundCloud.com, if you go to iTunes, go to either one of those with your smartphone. You can go to your application store. You can go to your podcast store, and you can download KMC Radio. And if you use aggregator, if you use Radio Relay or TuneIn or iHeart or one of those aggregators, they also have access to, through the iTunes channel, the Kevin McCullough podcast accessibility, and you could subscribe on any of them, and then you don't have to ever worry about missing a show. It just gets delivered to your podcast inbox or your email, and then it's simple to just click on and go from there. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So next hour, Georgie Borman and then Tim Tebow will be with us. And before we're done, I've got a little math problem that I need Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to possibly do. It's one of those more complicated kind of, I don't know, algebraic equations. It's really not, but maybe she thinks it is, you know, because she was busy dancing through the halls of her high school instead of doing her homework, for all I know. But we'll get to that before we're done as well. And with Georgie, we've got a lot to talk about. National debt, several things related to the border issue, and more. That's all in hour two. We are live from New York. This is Radio Night Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Going to get an additional